because I've spent a lot of time and most of my life being saved sure doesn't make me perfect or make me somebody who's never done anything wrong. I was in prison one time and talking to a girl, and she asked me, she said, "Well, what are you doing here? Why do you do this? Why do you come into the women's prison and talk to the ladies?" So I gave her a little bit of my testimony. She said, "Well, what's your background? What did you, you know, are you a recovering addict or what?" So I just gave her my testimony. I got done, and she said, "That's amazing. I've never met anybody perfect before." And I said, "Neither have I. I apparently did not tell that right." It was very early in my ministry in the prison, and I was still learning, you know, what to say. And you know, aren't you glad that the Lord gives you the things to say in the times like that? And I looked at her and I said, "You know what? It took just as much of Jesus' blood to save me as it does to save you. And aren't you glad that no matter how many mistakes we make, the blood's still there?" Amen.
Ripped.